Well, the third Republican presidential candidates debate takes place tonight in Boulder, Colorado. And for the first time heading into one of these things, retired Dr. Ben Carson is leading in some polls. He says he'll relax today by going through the mail that's piled up and he'll get a haircut. Meanwhile, the Sun Sentinel, a Florida newspaper, today is calling on Marco Rubio to resign from the U.S. Senate because Rubio is missing so many votes while he runs for president. So a lot to talk about heading into this debate. And we're joined now by Republican strategist Paris Denard, who led outreach to African Americans in the George W. Bush White House. Paris, welcome to you.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. And what are you watching for from the candidates tonight?
Well, tonight, I think it's all eyes on Governor Jeb Bush. He's been slashing his campaign infrastructure in terms of payroll and the size that he has in Miami. And so it's really a make or break moment for him because a lot of the donors, both small, but mainly the mega donors, are looking to him to say, what are you going to do to galvanize on the momentum that you had early on when you raised the money to the Right to Rise PAC, and to see, are you going to be able to break through and really come into double digits as a Bush and as a former governor? So it's really going to be a make it or break moment for Governor Bush tonight.
Well, what about Ben Carson, though? This is the first debate, as we said, where he goes into it as the front runner in some polls.
Well, you know, Dr. Carson's been leading. Well, not leading. He's been in second in a lot of polls, but now he is ahead of Mr. Trump. And so Dr. Carson is going to have to just make sure that he remains who he is. That's why the voters are liking him. That's why they are resonating with him. It's because he's slow and steady in his mindset as it relates to Republican conservative politics. And so he just has to maintain and not give in to the pressures to go negative.
And the pressure coming from Donald Trump in part. And here he was rallying supporters in a high school gym in Iowa last night.
We fell a little behind in Iowa. And some people are saying, how can it be? And I come out, I was just telling a group, we have the biggest crowds. We have the most enthusiastic crowds. Everybody said, and it's true. I mean, look at this. Somebody else would come, they'd have like 50 people and they wouldn't need this room, believe me.
And he came out of that and also said something to the effect of, if you don't vote for me in Iowa, I'll never talk to you again, or something like that. But is he going to be the focus once again of this debate, as he has really in the last two, or certainly the first one?
You know, each campaign is going to have to decide who are they going to go after. I think you need to watch Jeb Bush versus Marco Rubio. There's been some tension in public disagreements with that campaign. You need to look at Donald Trump and how he is going to be the center still, because he is the biggest draw and he's the biggest fish. And so people are going to have to go after him or pivot to their records. This is a CNBC, your vote, your money, your vote debate. And so financial issues are going to be the strong suit. So look to people looking back towards their records on the economy to really strengthen their records.
And what about Marco Rubio? This is a moment for him as well. Obviously, he is kind of getting his moment in the spotlight as the establishment candidate to watch right now. Here he was on CNN yesterday defending how many Senate votes he's missed compared with Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders. This is something he's taken a lot of heat on.
Well, everyone needs to run their own campaign. I can tell you that in the history of presidential politics, people have, when they've been running for politics in the Senate, they've missed votes. And I'm not missing votes because I'm on vacation.
But this many votes?
Actually, this is lower than what other people have missed. I'm running for president so that the votes they take in the Senate are actually meaningful again.
Paris, what does he have to do tonight?
Marco Rubio is going to have to show that he has what it takes to be president of the United States. He's young. He's a first-term senator. And you're going to hear a lot of people make comparisons to a Chicago senator named Barack Obama when he ran on the Democrat side. So he's going to have to really shine and really show that, yeah, I'm missing votes, but I'm here, I'm young, I have ideas, and I know how to run this country. If he's not able to do that, they're going to come after him strongly because he is a threat.
Do you think any candidates are going to be dropping out after this debate, like after this debate in the next few days?
You have to really look at that 6 p.m. debate and ask yourself, why are you really running? And do you really have the infrastructure and the campaign money to really hold on? So that undercard debate, a lot of those persons might have to consider dropping out. But look to Carly Fiorina. She had a huge bump after the last debate, and she's been pretty much radio silent the past couple weeks. What is she going to do? I think she's going to have another breakthrough moment, because if she doesn't, she's going to really dip back down, and Marco's going to take her spot.
Republican strategist Paris Denard, as we look forward to tonight's Republican GOP debate. I guess that's redundant, but the GOP debate tonight in Boulder, Colorado. Paris, thank you so much.
My pleasure, my friend.